Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines. At kung mapapansin nyo, ang background natin ay kulay pula. It's color red. At bakit? Kasi ang topic natin today has something to do with one of the biggest stars in the country today. And let me introduce to you ito, none other than Taylor Sheesh. And sa mga hindi nakakilala kay Taylor Sheesh, siya ay isang drag queen na obviously, actually hindi ganun ka-obvious kung hindi ko sasabihin sa inyo na ang sinusubukan niyang i-impersonate talaga ay si Taylor Swift. So, kaya kailangan kong i-explain sa inyo. And some would say na kaya siya ang Taylor Swift natin ay dahil baka ito ang Taylor Swift that we deserve as a country. Dahil, syempre, bilang Pilipino, parang ito yung penance na kailangan nating matanggap. But regardless, basahin natin ang news mula sa Philippine Star. Shinare ito ng Philippine Star. Sabi dito, I will not tolerate violence against LGBTQIA plus community. We need SOGI bill or a law to protect us from any kind of homophobic / transphobic activity. Kaya niya nasabi ito is because last April 6, 2024, siya daw ay physically assaulted while performing. Na physically assault daw siya ng isang guy that he didn't even know. I'm using he, pero itong Philippine Star gumagamit ng maling pronouns. Gumagamit siya ng her, tsaka she. So, yung guy, physically assault si Taylor Sheesh. Then the security escorted the guy out, brought him to the police station. And the guy was arrested. And Taylor Sheesh filed a case against the guy. And nalaman din daw niya na marami daw pending cases na nakapatong dun sa guy na nag-assault kay Taylor Sheesh. And guys, I sympathize sa plight ni Mr. Sheesh dahil yung physical assault is a very grave violation sa dignity ng isang tao. Biruin mo yung ma-assault ka. Hindi ko alam kung bakit na-assault si Tay-Tay, pero ito lang yung story na nabasa ko right now. Hindi ko din alam ang full details. Baka ongoing pa ang kaso. But pag-usapan natin ang panawagan niya na maipasa na daw sana ang SOGI bill. And hindi ko alam sa inyo, I think we were both young when we first heard of the SOGI bill. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22 years na since unang sinubukang ipasa ang SOGI bill. And since then, we are never, ever, ever going back to those times na hindi pa woke ang ating bansa. Kaya, kailangan na ba natin maipasa ang SOGI bill into law? Si Tay-Tay, si Taylor Sheesh, sabi niya na nakapag-file daw siya ng kaso dun sa guy and na-aresto ang guy, nadala sa police station kung na-assault si Taylor Sheesh at nagawa niya ito without the SOGI bill, bakit pa natin kailangan ng SOGI bill? At ito ang tanong ko dun sa PI podcast when I debated the issue with Michael Pastor. Check out nyo yun. I'll put a link on the show notes ng podcast na ito dun sa PI podcast. So, I debated the SOGI bill with a pro-SOGI advocate, si Michael Pastor. Ito yung tanong ko sa kanya. Paano maiwasan ng SOGI bill ang ganitong pangyari, ang physical assault? Diba? Yun yung, can someone explain na from point A, may isang guy na nagbalak na i-assault ang magandang si Taylor Sheesh, at kita nyo naman, kamukhang-kamukha niya si Taylor Sheesh. Then, enter SOGI bill. Then point B, hindi matutuloy yung assault. So, paano mangyari na from point A to point B and may SOGI bill in between, napigilan ng SOGI bill ang assault kay Taylor Sheesh? How would that play out? Parang yung mag-assault kay Taylor Sheesh, parang bubugbugi na sana siya, pero biglang pagbato niya ng suntok, parang, oh, wait, teka lang, may SOGI bill na. Delikado to. Baka ma-aresto ako. Di ba? Parang ganun ba? Or, pero na-aresto na nga siya, di ba? Wala pang SOGI bill. What's the big deal, di ba? Anong mangyayari kung may SOGI bill na? Parang, would it be mas ma-aresto pa ba siya on top dun sa pagka-aresto niya? Mabibigyan ba siya ng death penalty after that? Or mapaparusahan ba siya na paglalakarin nakahubad sa buong Metro Manila? At ituturo mga tao na, nang bugbog ng drag queen. Pagtatawa na siya ng mga tao. Ganun ba ang ine-expect nating maging difference kapag may SOGI bill na? So, yun yung gusto kong explanation na malaman. And I think at this point, yung claim din that the LGBTQIA plus community is the most harassed community, medyo hindi ko sure kung totoo pa rin yun. Maybe that's true, maybe not. But it's weird na ang community nila is growing despite na they're discriminated. Parang ang daming gustong mag-join sa membership at maraming gustong ma-discriminate. Kung ganun, kung totoo 'yon, 'di ba? Parang sabi nila sa Gen Z, ito daw yung may pinakamaraming number ng LGBTQ+ people and the membership is still growing. Parang sa lahat ng mga taong discriminated, sila yung pinaka fastest growing discriminated demography. Imagine mo yung mga Christians noon, di ba? Yung mga Christians noong first century, second century, nagtatago pa nga sila, di ba? Imaginin mo, they're persecuted, tapos nagpa-pride, Christian pride parade pa sila. Tingin nyo, papayag ang Rome noon, di ba? Kaya medyo nabiwirduhan ako. And yun nga, we're celebrating them. Minsan may mga ibang LGBTQ plus people pa na pinaprangalan ng Women of the Year, di ba? Si Dylan Mulvaney na tanggap ng ilang parangal. Habang ang misis ko, who na hangang-hanga ako sa misis ko kay Bam Aruga nung time na nanganganak siya, I don't think kaya ko yon. She powered through as a woman, as a mother. Tatlong beses siyang nanganak dahil tatlo na yung anak namin. Pero hindi ko alam kung kaya kong gawin yon. And I think yung mga mothers ang deserving makatanggap ng Women of the Year Award. And sadly, hindi sila nakatanggap nun. Ang nakakatanggap ng mga ganitong parangal ay ang mga lalaki, gaya ni Dylan Mulvaney, gaya ni Caitlyn Jenner, na nagpapanggap na babae, and then sasalpakan na sila ng label na woman, and matatalo na lang ibang women who had women experience, true women experience, tunay na women experiences. At sila na ngayon ang mananalo na Women of the Year. So, Yun lang gusto kong pag-usapan ngayong gabi. Kailangan pa ba natin ng Soji Bill? I would recommend you guys to listen to my debate with a pro-Soji advocate sa PI podcast. I'll put a link to that debate on the show notes. And yun lang. I pray guys na supportan nyo din yung podcast by grabbing the J. Arugasho Take Back the Culture t-shirts. And kapag ginawa nyo yun, malaking tulong na ito sa podcast because we want the podcast to keep on going. I'm not being paid doing this. Yung mga kalaban natin sa left, yung woke corporations, they're well-funded. Pero tayo, anong ginagawa natin to help spread the gospel? Oh, yun lang. This has been another episode of the J. Arugasho. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Jeruga of the Jeruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.